The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. Check one, two, check one, two.
There you go.
All right.
Live, buddy.
Is it Wednesday?
It is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday and the party is officially started.
Nice. And it's raining outside, so it's a good place to be, is inside in the studio.
It's not just raining, it's like a monsoon out there.
It's been steady all day long, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy right now.
Well, it's a good day to
let's
be.
Let's get it. Yeah, I'm all for the rain. Let's make it happen.
Absolutely.
Let's get the reservoirs full and and the creek's flowing.
Right.
Spring is on its way.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. Supposed to be next week, huh? We're supposed to be back in the mid-70s next week, right after Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it.
Spring will be back.
Yes.
I mean, it was
second
here.
Spring.
It was just here.
Right, second spring.
It made an appearance.
Right.
You know what? And it was a beautiful appearance, too. It was nice out for a few days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I loved every bit of it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man. So anyways, here we are back on a Wednesday, loving every minute of it, living in the North State.
Right? We're back after how long of a hiatus because of the broken wing here?
Right. Yeah, it's been, it's been a few days, that's for sure. I mean, I think I missed 2 weeks, and then we did one show, and then we missed another week. Well, I missed another week, and here we are doing another one. So,
so we're back for good now?
We are.
No more whining on your part?
You know, I'm hearing too much from the fans out there that they're missing the real thing. I mean, they get all engaged in the program, and pretty soon they're like, wait a minute.
We've heard this.
This was last week.
Yeah, what's going on here? Yeah. Let's get this going.
What happened to our favorites?
Well, I think we need to get more favorites.
I agree.
Let's make this show a favorite.
Well, let's try.
All right, cool.
What do you got? What do you got?
You know, we got a few things going on tonight. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about the NAR lawsuit. Kind of touch on that just a little bit.
The settlement?
Yeah. It's starting to come out. More people are hearing about it more. And the media is basically got their spin on it like they usually do. And so us being in the business, we've got a little bit of an insight. So figure we can address some of those things that, you know, that the general public is hearing about this. You know, because really, when you get right down to it, I mean, we've been talking about it in the office for the last several months. And it's kind of nothing new, you know, as far as, you know, what we normally do and the practices that we do. And this, I don't want to say that California is any different than the rest of the country here, but, we've got a...
There's been things in place that already addressed what, you know, the lawsuit was about, and it was really came back from back east, it wasn't something really happening out here, even though there's a couple of more cases that are popping up down south, San Francisco and LA, but really, you know, it's already been covered. It's going to change a little bit, but not much.
Well, and you guys might want to talk a little bit about what this is, because I think probably the general public doesn't pay much attention to this and doesn't know really what it's about.
You know, in a nutshell, Rich.
Well, in a nutshell, it was a Sherman Act, an antitrust civil case, I guess you would call it. And it was said there was some price fixing, that type of stuff that was going on, or things that weren't properly done. It might have happened. You know, I don't know the full details of it, but like I say, it happened in a couple of MLSs back east. And, somebody brought up a lawsuit, and some lawyers got a hold of it and ran with it and made it a class action.
And did they ever? What's the numbers on that thing?
Right now, the settlement for the NAR, the National Association of Realtors, I think is like $418 million is what the settlement part of it is.
That's what they're proposing.
That's right. I think it just finalized.
Oh, okay.
I can't be real sure, but I think it was accepted.
Uh-huh.
You know, on a couple of things, but we'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll figure out what you know, really what it means to us. There's not much change that's going to happen. There's a couple of things on the MLS that we won't see anymore, which is cooperating broker percentages of how we communicate and you know that amount. But yeah, I mean, it just really wasn't happening out here. On the West Coast, it was mainly back east a little bit. There might have been some bad players involved, but ultimately, it is going to change how we do business slightly. Not a big difference, but it's going to be transparency that has to happen. So,
mm-hmm. I got a question. Besides the lawyers, who gets the 418?
Yeah, the lawyers.
The lawyers, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's typically it. I mean, somebody's going to file a claim. There's ways to file a claim. I don't have the website tonight, but I mean,
you're right.
There's ways to file, and really, it's all about going. Is that going to go back to the consumer that might have been wronged at one point? Not likely. It's all going to go back to the lawyers. I mean, we know how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. You know, nobody. It's just a guess where it's going to go.
Absolutely. Which is why I brought it up.
That's my personal feeling, anyway. So.
It's like, oh, who's going to get the 418?
Right.
What you got over there, mister? You're flipping the pages.
Well, I figured, you know, in the midst of all this big conversation, we can blast out the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update.
Hey, yes. All right, let's do that.
All right, let's do that. Okay, so as you all know, the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you're successful with your real estate goals. As of today, there were 474 houses on the Shasta County MLS. That was up 12 from not last week, but the week before. So we got a little bit more inventory mm-hmm. there. In the past 30 days, there were 177 houses sold in Shasta County. That was up. That's up about 8. 16 mobiles up 6, and 17 vacant lots up 1. And according to Bankrate.com, nothing has changed. It's pretty much about the same. It was 7.18 before. Now it's 7.15. And of course, if you shop all everybody online, the best you can do out there is about 6.32. And as we just got a recent report that we can beat that just like crazy.
Yeah.
5.5
for FHA or 5.99 for conventional.
Wow.
And a chunk of change towards closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, if you want to know more about that.
On a brand new home. Brand new home. Right. Gotta love it.
I'm sure they do want to know more about that.
Absolutely. Well, then you should call Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Absolutely. Right? I'll give you a number right here. I mean, I'm not bashful. 530-242-1020.
There you go.
And if you want to talk to Rich, I'll just hand the phone over.
530-949-4895.
Boom. There's Rich's number. And, yeah, you bet. I mean, really, everybody, if you are in the market to buy a home, a new home, and you're looking for an unbelievable rate like that, you owe it to yourself to definitely give us a call, one of those numbers, and let us steal you in on how that can be done, because it's totally possible, and it happens right here in Shasta County. So, in the most beautiful place in the world to live, right?
Absolutely.
That's why we're here.
Absolutely. You bet. All right. Well, cool. So that was the market update right there. That's what's happening in Shasta County. And it's
there's always something happening in Shasta County. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something going on.
We got like 8 seasons that happen. And, you know, we have a spring that happens. And then winter comes back the second time. And then another spring. And then summer's going to be here. And then possibly another spring, you know, because we do know it can snow in April.
You know, I heard a funny saying there. Somebody said Alaska's got 4 seasons, winter, April, May, and June.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Right? I've been there. Yeah, pretty much.
It's like Colorado has winter and July.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can go pay some bills.
Okay, let's pay some bills.
Let's do it, man. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Redding, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll. Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on the chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill. Okay, and we're back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Tony Hord and Bill Woodford and Rich Howe, and we are living in the North State. One other thing I can let you know is you can catch us at KCNR1460.com and click on the Listen Live button, and we're there.
And you can call us up and ask questions, too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
What's that number?
Or anything, 530-605-4567.
4567. Call us and ask us questions.
You bet. Even if it's a personal question.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about real estate. Right, we don't care.
If you want to know why Bill still looks in his 30s, ask him that question. He's probably got an answer for you.
You know, formaldehyde. Formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde. I was going to say Botox, but it's all right.
Yeah, wow. Does it show?
Who's your doctor?
Who's your daddy?
All right.
Hey, but boys, can I interrupt real quick? Last week I got, I'm going to tell you, three calls for the Lulu's on the rerun.
Oh.
On the rerun. I didn't get to tell you that.
So. No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, since that happened, maybe we should try to give it away actually then, huh?
Well, but still, no, I think those guys have it coming.
Oh.
Were they just on the answer machine?
You know, and I asked for the name, and they said, no, I'll just call back next week.
Oh, cool.
All three of them, so we should be getting calls.
Well, I'll be darned. All three of you, if you are still listening, I can tell you right now, I've got your tickets. Or no, your cash. Well, it's really not cash, lunch. But it's a
gift certificate for lunch, right?
It's unbelievable.
Right. Yeah. Those are the words I was looking for.
So call when we're live. We are live. Call.
Okay, cool.
What's the number?
And we are live.
Hold on. We're live?
We're live. 605.
Oh, my God.
4567.
Yeah, give us a call. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. We'll be hearing from you
soon. I don't
know
if I can take it.
All right. So getting back to that, lawsuit there, we got a list of points there. And, in fact, one of our mentors that we subscribe to, his name is David Knox. And you can find him out over on the internet and all that kind of stuff. And we actually subscribe to a training program with him. And so this was just part of his, information that he lets out. And mm-hmm. so he let out a little video with 11 points that he would think that we should actually be actively trying to let everybody know about. The heading here is Manage Media Misrepresentation.
Right.
So
it's really how the media is coming across of, as we know, how the media spins things a little
bit. Wait, they're getting it wrong?
Well, you know, there's a lot of misconception that happens. Yes. Yeah. You know, it really needs to have it. I mean, if you just read the settlement, you would see that they're not right. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, okay, and here's one right here. It is, we, probably meaning the media, we expect commissions to fall due to negotiability and the ability to shop around. Okay, so David's response and our response to that is, first of all, commissions shouldn't fall due to any negotiability or the ability to shop around. The ability to shop around has always been there.
Always been there.
You can always shop
around. And still is.
And negotiating your commission has always been something to do as well.
By law.
What they're trying to implicate or to insinuate here is that, you know, we have always set our commissions at 6% and don't even try to ask us, we'll never change them. That's what they're insinuating. But what the actual, what is actually there is that if we do a great job and we feel like that's the kind of commission that we want to earn, then we sell ourselves to them and let them know that's the kind of commission that I.
Right off the bat, we don't say any numbers. Just go X, by the way.
Yeah.
But we have a value proposition that we need to put forth. And your value proposition is what you need to present to a seller and a buyer, even at the same time, and say, this is what we do, and this is reason why we request X amount. It has always been negotiable, always, by law. I mean, it's bold print right on the form of what our commissions are and broker fees and that type of stuff. So it has been for many, many years negotiable. Everything is negotiable. So... you know, that's one of the things of not stating what our fees are or what somebody else's fees are, because we don't, you know, what our fees are is ours. Mm-hmm. What somebody else wants to charge, that's their fee. Mm-hmm. So we need, you know, and people need to shop around, but also look at the value proposition that they're getting when it comes to that. So.
Well, and one of the things that most people don't know, too, is that a realtor has to pay out quite a bit of money to different things, that, you know, so, you know, they look at that amount that's on the contract and they go, oh my God, that's a lot of money. But then, you know, they're going to have to take taxes out of that. They're going to have to pay the broker's fees. They're going to have to pay quite a few other different items that come out of that fee from them. You know, they're paying for their gas. They're paying for their car. They're paying, you know, they pay for their own phone. You know,
well, and typically most agents are, you know, they're all the marketing that happens when an agent, you know, takes a listing. So we're gonna put it out there. We're gonna market it. We're gonna take the photos of it. A lot of times the staging is involved, you know, or virtual staging, drone work. You know, having drone photos is a big thing nowadays, and you know, footage of that nature. So typically, I know at least I can speak for our office, that's included in that fee. At the same time, you have a buyer's agent that is going to be out there bringing a buyer to the table. They're going to do everything from making sure that buyer is qualified, you know, to present an offer. Once they get in the contract, you know, he's going to write the contract. Once they get in the contract and an offer is accepted, then that buyer's agent is going to do a lot of work themselves of making sure there's, you know, the appraisals are set up, the inspections are set up, those types of things. So there's a lot on both sides that happen that, you know, the deal needs to go through for that agent to get, you know, get basically paid on their commission. So it's a value, and a lot of times people don't see the you know, what agents go through to make a deal happen and the work that they put in to make it happen. So,
absolutely. Yeah. That was my point exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of stuff that happens behind the scenes that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of people that are in the background, you know, doing a lot of work. I mean, Tony, I know you've gone through some very difficult transactions on both sides, buyers and sellers. Mm-hmm. You know, and making sure ultimately the seller needs to be satisfied and the buyer needs to be satisfied to make a deal happen. And there's a lot of work that happens between those things in negotiations and everything else that needs to make the deal happen. So,
yeah, absolutely. And if they don't sell the house, they don't get paid. So there's,
there's a lot of expense. There's a lot of unknowns going. If it falls through at the last minute, 3 days before escrow, we just had one actually happen. One of the agents in the office had a deal fall through, going through all the process of kind of what we just mentioned, and all of a sudden, seller says, "Nope, I need to cancel. Things not working out, and had to cancel."
And there can be any number of different things that pop up that can squash a deal for sure.
And just like a bubble, it's gone.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
And you start all over. If you're a listing agent, you start all over again. You get back out there. You get the marketing. You put it back online. You put your postcards out there. Your notifications. Your marketing on the all the social medias
with the same enthusiasm that you did the first time.
Absolutely.
Just get off the horse, or you get up and dust yourself off and dive right back into it.
Hold on. There's enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's a great job.
Maybe that's what I haven't been doing right.
All right. Here's another one of these bulleted here. No more splitting commission. Well, first of all, it says right in the lawsuit paperwork, according to David here, that splitting is totally okay, and we've always done that anyways, and there's nothing wrong with that. So,
well, it's not only splitting. It's offering. So what we have done in the past is put it on the back end on the MLS and say, here's what we're going to offer to a cooperating broker. So you have a listing agreement. You say, seller, I'm going to, I would like my fee to be this, and that's negotiable because I'm bringing this to the table and this is what I'm going to do for you when it comes to my marketing and those types of things. At the same time, you're allowing me to pay to a cooperating broker that's going to bring a buyer to the table X amount. It's in the contract. It's written out. You know, that seller could say, well, I don't want that amount to go to the buyer or, those types of things. That's in there. The seller has to authorize how much we give to a cooperating broker. The lawsuit changes that to where now we cannot publish that on the back end of the MLS.
Right.
We can't offer that compensation to that. Because one of the things in the lawsuit that I did read, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that there could have been some agents that says, you know what, I'm not going to work for any less than X amount, whatever that percentage is. So therefore, I'm not going to present those houses to my client, to my buyer's client, type thing. So being they're not offering enough, I'm not going to do it. That's not, very good for an agent. They're not representing. They're not doing fiduciary duty to their buyer.
Yeah, exactly. House might be perfect for them.
Here that I know of, I've never ran across that, myself in the last 6, 7, 8 years that I've been doing real estate. So, what it's going to do is they're trying to weed out the bad apples, I guess, that could have been doing these types of things. Don't see it out here in Shasta County, Tehama County, or anything like that. But anyway, we can't publicize that broker commission agreement within the MLS anymore after a certain date. I think it's going to be June or July. We should see that come down the pipeline.
Not like anybody else was really seeing the MLS listings anyway, right?
Right.
No,
right. Real estate agents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right.
Overall costs should fall.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, what they're insinuating is that...
do costs ever fall?
That the costs are high because of our commissions. That's what they're kind of, and maybe how apparently, somebody is, what do you call that when you're holding it?
Well, I mean, somebody's saying that the cost is going to fall is pretty ludicrous. It's not. I mean, there's, all of us have a job to do, and in representing our clients when it comes to real estate, and it's a value proposition. Yes, should a seller go out and shop around? Sure, we tell them all the time, get a couple of different, talk to a couple of different ones.
But the cost of the house.
The cost of the house is not going to drop.
Not going to drop at all.
Especially if you go and try to push a buyer's commission fee over to the buyer.
Sure. Yeah.
They're already struggling coming up with a down payment. They're already struggling with, nothing against you, Bill, lender fees. All these different closing costs that they already have in place, to say, hey, buyer, for me to go show you some homes and write a contract and do everything that we do, then is that going to be, can you afford that? No, it's not.
Well, so I don't think we can afford to stay away from this commercial very much.
All right.
We'll be right back.
There you go.
Was that a segue?
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on the chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill. Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Reading, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll. Okay, that is definitely not the theme song for the day, because you cannot see for miles and miles out there. There's a little bit of Who bringing us back. We're KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State with Tony, Rich, and Bill.
Hey, hey, hey.
What's happening?
How do? Let's bring that up, the comment you made during the break.
Yeah, so for sure.
That was
okay. So really, it was back on that overall costs should fall. That's what they figure. And a good point that was brought up by David Knox is that the cost of homes are not one of the biggest reasons for the cost of a home to go up or down is supply and demand. And the way supply and demand works is if there's a lot of buyers out there and you've got a nice house that you've just put on the market for $400,000 and they all come and take a look at it and you get one person that makes an offer and then another one makes an offer and pretty soon they realize, okay, there's a couple offers on the table. We're going to have to go higher. So maybe you go up to 420, 425, 430. So now your $400,000 house sold for 430. Well, by the same token, if there aren't any buyers around, or maybe you overprice the house a little bit, you're not going to get that kind of activity. So now you're going to lower the price every couple of weeks until finally you get your buyer. So that's what a bigger factor in what the price of a home
it is
up
the factor,
being.
Right? The supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has nothing to do with broker commissions or broker fees.
In fact, if you were to do your job right,
and price the house correctly and get the exposure correct, you know, and open houses and all that kind of stuff, get the offers coming in, you can get that 430 compared to that four, or what would kind of maybe 30,000 below that, so 300 and let's just say 380,000, a $50,000 difference there. You could be on the top end of if you did everything right, and at that point you're earning every penny of that commission that we're talking about.
Certainly. Yes, indeed. You know, that, and that's the whole thing about marketing, of comparing one agent to another.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are they bringing to the table? What's their value proposition? What is it worth? Is it worth me selling my $400,000 home at $430,000? Or is it worth me selling my $400,000 home at $380,000?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's those types of things. So, you know, talk to different agents. Everything is negotiable. All the broker fees are negotiable. And you know, find one that's going to market your home the way it should be.
Well, and we saw that with, you know, the market update that we just read a little bit ago, is that there's a shortage of houses. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, just recently in the market here in this local area, as well as everywhere else, they were having, you know, bidding wars on, and they were going in some cases, you know, 50,000 over asking. And that was because there was no houses out there. And so people were having to, you know, come in with more money in order to get to secure the house.
Right.
So, right. Yeah, and it seems to be that it's not getting better. I mean, you know, there are not, you know, there's, I've heard that if we built for 10 years straight with every builder in the country, we still wouldn't take care of the housing shortage.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I agree. Yeah.
Because we still haven't come back with the amount of contractors that we had before the big 2008 crash.
Right. Well, and a lot of people, you know, got out of the business at that time, you know, mm-hmm. so, you know, and of course they're not teaching, you know, that kind of stuff in schools anymore. So there's a shortage of carpenters and there's a shortage of construction workers, and that's not getting any better. And then, of course, then the supply chain, that thing that happened with the COVID, you know, that certainly sends up the price of the cost of the house for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just to build it.
Mm-hmm. Another little tidbit there, it's kind of fairly related, is insurance costs, you know, and I know it probably isn't related, but it just reminded me.
Oh, it's related.
The insurance, the cost of, you know, the way the premiums are all going up right now on homes.
If you can get it.
Exactly. It has a lot to do with the rebuilding cost. You know, they're calculating what it's going to cost to put your home back, and it's a whole lot more than it used to be. So you're going to have to pay that difference.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
That's one reason, you know, one legitimate reason why those rates are going up quite a bit more.
Yep.
Everything gets passed down.
That and the insurance companies are CYA.
Oh yeah, you bet.
For sure. Yeah, I mean it's crazy what the insurance is costing now. I mean, you know, it's going to be to the point where you won't be able to, you know, most people wouldn't be able to afford a house that's not in the general township now. You know, outside, you know, in our area, places like Cottonwood and Shingletown and Manton and those kind of places where, you know, you're not going to be able to get you're not going to be able to get insurance on your house unless you pay a heavy, steep price for it.
Right.
Something's got to give.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what was my other point? Did I have a point here, guys?
Well, I think you got a little bit more of the misconception of what the media has been putting out there on the on the thing.
Well, there's a handful of them in here, you know, and I just picked a couple of the ones that that stood out there. You know, another one was a multi-billion-dollar stranglehold on the real estate industry. That's kind of some
of the broker fees.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's really just, again, it's just a spin of the media. You know, I mean, it's not a lot has changed. What they did is they found a bad apple or two out there, and, you know, they've certainly put a dollar figure on that, you know, and I don't know how that translates.
Well, I mean, one of the most simple things of, you know, asking a seller right now, if they're getting ready to sell their home, one of the things, obviously, they went through the process of buying the home. To be a homeowner, correct?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things was, you know, asking the seller right now is what was your compensation, what was your broker's compensation when you bought the home? They're going to tell you going, well, I didn't pay my broker. I didn't pay my agent. You know, it was included in the price of when I bought my home, of how the agent actually was compensated, a cooperating brokerage through the MLS. So, you know, and it's easy to ask him, going, you know, would you have been able to afford a buyer's agent commission when you bought your home? You know, going like, well, no, I was, you know, I barely had my down payment or anything else. So it wasn't going to, you know, if you really talking with sellers nowadays and they have questions about, you know, of what am I paying in my broker fees, you know, and what do I get out of that? You know, one, yeah, I get the marketing and I get this stuff that we as listing agents are going to do, but also they don't see what the buyer is doing, you know, and now if we have to push or have these buyer agreements of compensation, you know, outside of what the buyer can do, they're literally going to sit back and go, I can't afford to buy a home. You know, in this civil case that, you know, went through and what's being settled on, I don't think they really sat back and realized, going, wait a minute, you know, the buyer is struggling to buy a home nowadays. So, you know, so it's a serious question. Would you have been able to buy a home, seller, when you bought this home, if you had to pay a X commission to your agent that found this home for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the plain and simple question right there. And most of the time, they're going to go, not likely.
It makes sense, not because that's a pretty good large amount of money that you'd be coming up really up front and out of pocket.
Right.
That's very true.
You know, with all the other fees that happen with on the buyer's side, yeah. You know, it's not likely. You know, I work with buyers all the time, and I work with sellers. You know, and you know, a seller, if they were coming to me saying, hey, I, you know, what do I get for my fee? Of course, I have to show that value to them. This is what I'm going to do. At the same time, I'm going to cooperate with somebody bringing an outside agency, you know, a buyer's agent coming to the table, because they're going to qualify, just like I went, you know, mentioned a couple of minutes ago, they're going to qualify the buyer. They're going to come in and they're going to do their share of the workload, and, you know, obviously, you know, it's their job. They need to be paid for what they do, and it's very valuable. And, you know, going back to all the way 1983, I think it was, where the Department of Justice stated buyers should have representation. They should have an agent working for them, and that's what they need to have. And that was way back when.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why buyer's agents came into play, and even buyer's, you know, agency agreements or representation agreements are in play today. You know, because that's what needed to happen to make sure it's no longer a buyer beware. You know, it's buyer's representation. You know, and yeah, is it a direct correlation to the compensation to that buyer's agent? No, but ultimately, if the home doesn't sell, the buyer's agent doesn't get paid either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in sure. a roundabout way, it is coming from, you know, a seller gets their proceeds and they buy the, you know, they get the, they agree to a negotiable rate with their listing agent, and they also note, and we need to be very transparent of what we do nowadays, is going, I'm going to compensate me, the listing agent, a buyer's agent. That's where it comes from. That's how the buyer also ultimately gets paid. When the house sells, that buyer agent, and ultimately it comes from the buyer to the seller to the agent to the other agent, is how everything works. So.
But in the long run, the 15 other agents who brought people out to look at them didn't get that house, and they're not going to get paid.
Exactly.
For that time.
Oh, yeah. If you can imagine, what do we have, 700 agents on the MLS locally?
Yeah.
So, one, I'm one agent, and I'm going to list your house, you know, and I want to let 700 other, you know, agents or 699 other agents know this house is on the market. How am I going to do that? And they're looking at going, well, if I bring a buyer, qualified buyer, to the table, am I going to get compensated?
Right.
You know, and go through the process. So,
yeah. Well, real quick here, before we jump to a break, I just wanted to throw out an announcement there. You know, we've got our self-defense seminar coming up that's Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate sponsored.
April 11th.
April 11th at the Best Western Inn. We still have a few seats available. So if anybody else would still like to go, you can either, I would just send me a text at 530-242-1020. And let me know that you want to go, and we'll get you on the list. The seating is definitely limited, and if we fill up, we'll probably live stream. But we're going to have the great Ted Leidy there. And if anybody caught the show here about a month and a half ago, Ted was on the show, and he was super knowledgeable. And he is so fun to listen to because he's so knowledgeable, and he's got the right knowledge there.
Let's see if we can get him back on next week. Yeah, we a week that. Before.
See
yeah.
if he wants to stop in.
Yeah, because isn't the 11th, is it a Thursday?
Yep,
it's okay. Thursday. Yep. So maybe next week or the following week, that right before the show or right before the event.
Good idea.
So to get him kind of a.
And I know you're listening right now, Ted, so just mark that down.
Mark right? right. Yeah, we got to remind them.
Yeah, and if you call, you could probably get a lunch at Lulu's.
Right? Yeah, you bet.
Absolutely. Call, yeah, call us now and we'll get you signed up for the event. With the self-defense, and it's more about home safety, being aware of your surroundings. It's not all. It's Absolutely. Not. It's not. Let's get you up there and be a punching bag. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of people I know have questioned that. Going, do I need to stand up there and take shots? Not the shots you think, but we'll figure something else out. But
right now I'm taking shots from the producer saying it's break time.
All right.
Take that and like it.
The light shining through on you. It's something in my love. It's the morning and just we two. I'll stay with you, darling, now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where history meets hospitality. Located at 2230 Pine Street in Reading, Lulu's began as a humble roadhouse, and today it stands as a testament to good food, great drinks, and genuine camaraderie. Dedicated to folks who appreciate the finer things, Lulu's invites you to breakfast, lunch, and dinner served 7 days a week. So to all the ladies and gentlemen seeking contentment over capacity, join us at Lulu's, where every sip and bite brings joy and satisfaction. Let the good times roll.
Are you craving a mouth-watering steak dinner served with a side of exceptional service? Look no further than Jack's Grill in Redding, California. For over 85 years, Jack's Grill has been delighting customers with their choice steaks and warm hospitality. Step into a culinary tradition unlike any other. From the first bite to the last, experience the perfection of a perfectly cooked steak at Jack's Grill. Doors open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't miss out on a chance to dine at Redding's finest steakhouse, Jack's Grill.
All right, there's an appropriate song.
Thunder!
Yeah.
Oh, the other night was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was.
The hell, the lightning, it was...
And the hail shut down I-5. Down
there.
I'll tell you what, now, we had a poker game, as we were just talking about, that Saturday night, and that shutdown during that time... That was while everybody was heading to Red Bluff for the game. I mean, all of us were stuck in that. So we actually got lucky because we had to stop off in Anderson and hit the bank and grab some money because we were low on the cash. So we went in there, and all of a sudden it just started coming down, and then we got calls from different other players on the road that says, man, it's gridlock out here. It's like 4 or 5 inches of hail. Well,
blind me in.
Oh, yeah. yeah, we started later that time. But, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, I was on my way back from, I think it was Paradise or something that day, and I could just see the line as I was coming up, and you could see it coming down, mm-hmm. because it was all right about Cottonwood, Anderson, Cottonwood line right there,
uh-huh.
and I could see it coming for miles. It was just dumping.
Well, we got quite a bit in South Reading. I live off South Bonneville, and we were having probably nickel-size hail. I mean, it was a couple of guys. First thing I thought going, oh, great, there goes the roofing industry. We're not going to get roofs put on our houses for another year and a half. Yeah. You know, but yeah, it was something else.
What do we got now?
The ethical standard.
Ooh.
The ethical standard is brought to you
tingle.
By Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's more than just an uplifting experience. Come join us any Sunday at 2440 Hilltop Drive in Reading. And I would have to say that this is Holy Week. Mm-hmm. So this is the week basically that basically Jesus goes on the cross on Friday. So that's Good Friday coming up.
So he's got that to look forward to.
Uh-huh. And Thursday is basically Maundy Thursday, and that would be the Last Supper. That would be when Jesus sat down with his disciples and actually washed their feet. Hmm. So, yeah, showed some humility there, and just before he went and died on the cross. Okay. Moving on here to the ethical standard.
thanks for bringing us up on that.
I don't want you guys to be left behind.
Ah, that was a good thing, right?
It is, absolutely. You betcha. Okay. Standard of Practice 3.4 is where we're at right now, and it's a little bit lengthy, so I will try to hold it together. You guys do your best to take notes, and when we get done, we'll have a question and answer period.
Okay. I got my pen at the ready, my light-up Better Homes and Gardens pen.
Absolutely, man. That's a cool pen.
It is a
cool
pen.
Show the camera what's going on.
Check this out. Look at this. Huh? What? No, you didn't. Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, that's groovy.
If you feel like you like one of those, you don't even have to call in. Just drive by and give us a honk. We'll throw you a pen. Standard of Practice 3.4.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Realtors acting as listing brokers have an affirmative obligation to disclose the existence of dual or variable rate commission arrangements. This listing, there's a big parenthesis right there, I guess I should read it, i.e., listings where one amount of commission is payable if the listing broker's firm is the procuring cause of sales, and a different amount of commission is payable if the sale results through the efforts of the seller or a cooperating broker. The listing broker shall, as soon as practical, disclose the existence of such arrangements to potential cooperating brokers and shall, in response to inquiries from cooperating brokers, discuss the differential that would result in a cooperative transaction or in a sale that results through the efforts of the seller. If the cooperating broker is a buyer representative, the buyer representative must disclose such information to their client before the client makes an offer to purchase or lease. I know that was super long. Did you catch all that? And I know this is diving right into
this is definitely going to end up changing. This is the main point when it comes to broker cooperating broker commissions,
mm-hmm.
And stuff and how we relay that information. Obviously, it pertains a little bit to the seller with a listing agreement of what we, our broker fees, which is negotiable, the state,
right?
But also what we give to a cooperating broker with authorization, type thing. So, but we cannot put that out there to a cooperating broker on the MLS coming soon of what that commission would be.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is this is obsolete now.
That's the make it. There you go. It is going to change. Yes. So right. this is the main point of what's going to change when it comes to the class action suit that we're not quite sure how it's going to be communicated, but it's going to be. I mean, it's already kind of in our contracts of buyer broker compensation. And there's a checkbox on the purchase agreement that says there is a buyer's broker commission agreement in place.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a shortcoming of it, of what's being offered from a listing agent to a cooperating broker, the difference there, they can ask for the seller to make the difference up. Mm-hmm. That's been on our contract for several years now,
mm-hmm.
Type thing. So, but, yeah, all this is going to – it needs to play out. exactly sure. how we're going to handle
Well, you know,
this,
and you would imagine any good code of ethics would always stand to be upgraded mm-hmm. And rethought and all of that. So, you know, that's I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's not the Bible.
Correct. Correct.
Even that was rewritten a few times.
Correct.
Right. Absolutely.
So yeah. So it's you know that's one of the main things going to be changing. You know that we're going to have to work through. It's yeah. We'll work through it. We'll figure it out, and we'll make it happen.
We sure will. Okay. Well, cool. That was the ethical standard.
Nice. What's going on this weekend? Anybody
great,
know?
You know, for the great explanation there, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely.
This weekend. Yeah. Well, this weekend is Easter weekend. So,
it is Easter weekend, right?
Somebody's going to be hiding some eggs someplace.
Right. It's got to be some Easter egg hunts. Hopefully the weather will hold mm-hmm. for that.
I'm actually right. heading up to Fall River.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got a friend having a birthday party up there, so she's got a big Airbnb, so we're all going to do, I think we might do like a murder mystery type thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
so nice. I'm just guessing. I mean, we've been told some things to bring, and so.
Like a knife?
Like a knife.
Pipe wrench?
Don't take a knife to a gunfight.
That's not a knife.
Professor Plum?
That's not a knife.
That's not my closest knife.
Anyways, yeah, you bet. So that's what I'm going to be doing. How about you guys?
Well, I think Friday night I'm going to go see Danger Kitty play at the new IOOF Hall.
If I was in town, that's where I'd be.
Right? That's a great venue up there. I don't know if anybody's seen that, but that top room up at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading, they've redone the whole interior of the up top for top floor.
I'd love to check it out.
And it's a great venue for live music.
Oh, cool.
And
wow.
So they're going to start doing more and more of that up there, and Danger Kitty's playing there this weekend, and so Friday night, going to go see them.
Have you been listening to some of their new tunes off their debut new album that they...
Absolutely.
Holy
mackerel.
Sure. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just chatting with her last night, or with one of them there last night from the band on Facebook, and yeah, I'm ready for that album to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Their second one's coming out. They mm-hmm, have they have one out already, and now they've got a second one coming out. And all local musicians who have been around for a long time, and you know, Mark and Demetra were part of Stonehearts for years, mm-hmm. and then they decided, you know, they wanted to do instead of cover stuff, they wanted to do some original music, and so
and
that's what Danger
that's a
Kitty
gutsy
became.
Break.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly,
Danger Kitty became that. So.
The artwork on that album cover.
Right.
That's amazing, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really hitting it all away.
Rich, what do you got planned this weekend?
Yeah, not a whole bunch, you know. I was planning on going down to the Bay Area, work on my rental, and trying to get somebody in there, but I actually set a couple appointments with a client that's coming down from Oregon, working on a new listing that out in Cottonwood area on a very large home. 4,200 square feet.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah, 5-bedroom out there on 40 acres. So
40 acres, wow.
Yeah, so we'll be, you know, meeting him on Saturday for sure, taking Sunday off.
Whereabouts in Cottonwood?
It's off of, Bowman Road?
Oh,
out there
I
off
like
of Bryn Camp Manor out there. So nice. Out kind of middle of nowhere.
Pretty far out Bowman Road then.
Yeah, yeah, it's out there in the boonies a little bit, but a big, huge... big, huge home. Does need some work, but we're looking to price it right to get it out there and get it sold.
As we do.
40 acres, yeah. too. How nice. There's probably creeks and stuff going through
there. Oh, yeah. There's creeks.
That'd
and
beautiful out there.
And right now, everything's blooming, of course, you know. But
it's all green.
Help, and, yeah. It yeah, doesn't help my allergies. But,
right.
Yeah.
It's all well, green out there right now. I love it.
Well, we're going to have a good weekend this weekend, all of us, and we hope everybody out there has a great weekend as well. And we're just ready to wrap this party on up and get the heck on out of here. Is it still raining out there?
Yeah, tapered off a little bit.
Yeah, not too bad.
It was good to see you guys again. You know, Tony, good to see you up and moving around.
Thanks
for your gimp leg going on there. But I know talking Wendy, she's been babying it a lot.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks
That's
a lot.
That's going to end real quick, though. She told me. She said, you know what? I'm about ready to slap him upside the head.
She's done.
She's got a few more days in her, though.
I don't know. I wouldn't push it. She looked pretty serious to me.
Right. All right, guys.
All right.
We'll catch up with you next week.
All right.
See you later, Reading.
Take care.
Hasta Luigi.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.